yeah, welcome to the premiere edition of On the Sidelines. I'm Pat Douglas.
And I'm John Gormley.
We hope that you enjoy our insights into the world of sports, whether it be our sports or your sports.
And if you don't, who cares?
So, we'd like to start off by telling you a little bit about ourselves. First off, I'm a volleyball coach. I coach girls over at Northwest Catholic High School. I started off as the JV coach back in, I believe, summer of 04, and I've currently been the head coach since the fall of 05, where we have made the CIAC state tournament 2 years running.
I am the head lacrosse coach at Kingswood Oxford, where I've been there for the last 5 years. Our program is growing stronger this past year, finished a nice 12-7 with a very young crew, looking to...
Can't find the words there, John?
Oh, I know, I couldn't. I just got a little stuck. Looking to obtain or achieve the Fairchester League Championship, which we've come in second place the last 2 years.
So close, yet so far away.
You know, story of my life.
Well, let's get into some current events going on in the world of sports. I'm going to catch you guys up on the what I consider greatest Stanley Cup final game probably, I'd say, since 94 with the New York Rangers-Vancouver Canucks Game 7.
Oh, what an exciting game, Pat. It was back and forth. There was points during that game. Pittsburgh couldn't clear it. Then Detroit couldn't clear it. All around, it was, I mean, triple overtime. I mean, you can't pick them any better than that.
Now, did you watch the whole game, John?
I'm sorry to say, listeners, after the first overtime, your boy crashed. And I was knocked out.
Unlike him, I actually stayed up and watched the first overtime, the second overtime, and most of the third overtime until it finally ended. So, we got to get him up to speed.
You are a trooper.
Hey, it's not the first time this season that I did that. Being a Dallas Stars fan, I stayed up and listened to Game 6 on my computer when they played the San Jose Sharks up until at least 2:30 in the morning, and I was not going to sleep until I heard somebody score. And when I saw that they scored, I was able to sleep a little bit easier. May have not been a lot of sleep because I had to get up at 6, but my team won, so I didn't worry about it.
True fan, gentlemen. True fan right here.
So, just to get you all caught up, first overtime, it was wonderful. I mean, the goalies were standing on their heads. Chris Osgood was playing out of his mind. Marc-Andre Fleury was playing out of his mind. They called a cheap penalty on Henrik Zetterberg about midway through the first overtime, but Detroit killed it and moved on to the second overtime. Second overtime, both teams had a power play, which were warranted, but then they both killed it. We moved on to not game three, but the third overtime. What I liked most about the third overtime is that the commentators, all they did was talk about Peter Sikora calling his shot. He was pointing to himself and saying, "I'm scoring this goal." And it takes a lot of guts and a lot of courage to, especially in this type of situation, to go ahead and say that with so much on the line, because if you don't score on enemy ice, series is over. You're watching a cup go around Title Town again.
Well, Pat, thanks for that great insight. Sports fans, I hope you enjoyed our first segment. We need to take a break and pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to be listening to Don Cherry and Barry Melrose. See you soon.
Welcome back to On the Sidelines. I'm Pat Douglas.
And I'm John Gormley.
As promised before the break, here is an exclusive interview with NHL analysts Don Cherry and Barry Melrose discussing Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Enjoy.
Well, I said on the opening there, I said, beware the wounded penguin. No, and I also said Dallas come in here and beat them, and they were ready to go. And I watched the warm-up, and I watched the morning skate, and Fleury was having fun. They were having that, you know, that little thing, throwing it around. And they said, look, we got nothing to lose here. We're supposed to be out. Lucy Goosey, that was the name.
Okay, I think one of the turning points of the game is Ryan Malone. He's got a busted nose. He takes that slapper in the face. He came back the start of the next period. That's got to motivate guys on his bench.
Well, and the winning goal, he's standing in front. And I have, can I tell you a story? I left here the last time, and remember I give it to Malone for not covering the point. Who was the first person I run to? Mom Malone. And she says, no, Don, I was getting my, I love you because you always speak good of Ryan. Oh, man, I almost cried. But I really give it to him tonight. I mean, broken nose. He stands in front there. Boy, what a guy.
And Fleury probably played the best game he's ever played.
I have said, I thought Curtis Joseph, the one time in the semifinals, played a great series. But that's the greatest I've ever seen, goaltending I've ever seen.
That's when another team gets 2-1 shots, just about 60 to 30 the shots.
Unbelievable. And the guy just kept going. But like I say, they were fooling around in the warm-up. I never saw anything like it. Loosey-goosey, that's what they have to be.
As you heard, sports fans, Don Cherry and Barry Morales sure had quite a bit to say. Unfortunately, we've run out of time for this edition of On the Sidelines. We hope that next time we'll have it a little bit more action-packed for you. So, I'm Pat Douglas.
And I'm John Gormley.
And as we leave you, we'd like to close out with the theme of the best franchise in Connecticut history. Go Whale!
Go Whalers!